Hi everyone, welcome to Baby Steps Nutrition, a podcast that focuses on nutrition, health, and wellness for families of children of all ages and stages. I'm your host, Argavon Neil Forouche, a pediatric dietitian and mom of two young children. My goal is to bring you impactful information that you can apply every day in a simplified, practical form to make life easier. Now let's get into today's conversation. This is a topic that is constantly on my mind because it's constantly what I hear about. What are good snacks for my kids? Many of us parents share this predicament. We're always on the go, to and from school, after school programs, sports, family events. There's always something. We rely on-the-go snacks to keep our kids, and let's be honest, ourselves, satiated and nourished. Packaged snacks are not healthy per se, but can certainly be helpful, and there are better choices out there. I love to talk about statistics because they can be so revealing about our daily habits. The bottom line is that the average child is getting approximately 28% of the total daily calories and almost 40% of added sugar in his or her diet from snacks. These are from a 2018 study looking at the nutritional quality of children's diets by Shriver et al. In Maternal Child Nutrition Journal. The reality is that highly processed foods, the ones that our kids love and eat plentifully, are highly addictive because they've been made to be that way. Not to mention that those kinds of foods are very consistent in their taste, appearance, and smell, unlike, say, fruits and vegetables, which can have lots of variation. The big food companies spend a lot of time, money, and expertise to get us addicted to their products, whether it's to satisfy a craving, calm a negative emotion, associate boredom with snacking, or incorporate their product in a particular experience. We are emotional beings, and it becomes increasingly difficult to fight our willpower. Convenience foods are high in flavor and low in nutrition, hence our goal to want to limit them. We also don't want to be too restrictive unless there's a medical necessity, as this can lead to sneaking food and overeating when the opportunity arises. I'd advise against using terms like bad or toxic food, junk or unclean, poison. You get the drift. We don't want to scare or shame our children, leading to a negative association with food and nutrition. I tried researching articles looking at parents' perception and influence of snack choice in youth sports, and I came across very little. There was one article by Rafferty et al. In the Journal of Nutrition Education and Behavior. While it was a small sample size of a few families in two Los Angeles County baseball little leagues, I think many parents share those same thoughts. It appears that the following factors seem to outweigh healthy snack food guidelines. The overriding factors are cost and convenience, children's preferences, social norms, parent versus child's role in selecting snacks, balance, and meal timing. Let's focus on balance for a minute here. I like the 90-10 rule. And the 90-10 rule helps separate nourishing foods, which are those foods that are nutritious and help to make up a balanced diet for kids, from what we can call fun foods. So how about 1 to 2 fun foods on average each day, while the goal, 90% nourishing foods? This way, kids could easily grasp the concept and begin to make thoughtful decisions about which fun foods they would eat and when they would eat them. Also, parents have a practical, easy-to-understand plan. The goal is to help your child pause and think through what he or she will eat during the day and give him or her an opportunity to think ahead and practice decision-making skills with eating. After all, we do want to empower our children so they could be healthy, balanced adults. At home, it's easy to do fresh, ripe seasonal fruit and go for organic if you can. Dried fruit is easy on the go and has a longer shelf life. I like organic raisins, dried cherries, prunes, dried mangoes, dried apple, dried peach. Some of the brands I like are Food to Live, Made in Nature, and Nativus. You want to look for organic, non-sulfured, and of course, something that tastes good. For fruit strips, the store-bought brands that I like are organic, wild-made veggies, goat fruit and veggie strips, Peaceful Fruits Organics. As well, there are lots of other options that are easy to travel. And some of the ones that I like are Purely Elizabeth Grain-Free Granola Clusters, Hippies Cheese Puffs, Siete Grain-Free Tortilla Chips, Lesser Evil Popcorn, The Good Bean Crunchy Chickpeas, Organic String Cheese, Organic Applesauce, Sea Snacks Organic Roasted Seaweed, Sweet Nothing Spoonable Smoothie, Made Good Bars, and other Simple Mills products. As you can see, there are lots of options to choose from. When shopping with your kids, have them look at a food label. Here is my rule. To keep the sugar in check, choose something that has less than 10 grams of sugar per serving. Also, it'd be great if it has some fiber in it. Look for something that has 3 to 5 or more grams of fiber per serving. We know that the average American does not get nearly enough fiber as he or she needs. My biggest advice, going back to that 90 to 10 rule, if there's something you don't want your kids to eat, don't buy it and keep it at home. Because as we know, it's everywhere else. You're also sending the right messages to your kids by role modeling, choosing healthier options, and at the very least, foods with the least amount of processing. My hope and mission is to be a part of the solution, to encourage the food industry and others who buy and sell big food items to children to be more responsible. And lastly, this is the greatest obstacle, but not impossible, that children will find healthy food alluring as the quote-unquote junky stuff. In the words of Maya Angelou, do the best you can until you know better. Then when you know better, do better. And we can certainly all do better by our children and ourselves in taking baby steps to be more mindful consumers. Thank you for tuning in. Until next time. Thank you for listening to the Baby Steps Nutrition Podcast with your host, Argavan Nilforush. We hope you enjoyed our deep dive into all the tips and tricks you and your family can use to make daily life a little easier. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to support the podcast, please leave a rating and review, share with others, and follow us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, at Baby Steps Nutrition Podcast. As always, you can head over to babystepsnutrition.com to sign up for our email list, as well as check out all the links and resources in the show notes. See you next time. Tune in. Feel great.